Well, hello, it's Monday, May the 11th, and I thought this week, as we continue to find a way back, and we're talking about it and trying to plan what that looks like, and as soon as we have that plan, we'll let you know. We need to be able to do it as quickly but as safely as possible. So this week I thought we would look at some of my favorite psalms, and today I want to think about Psalm 8. And it's a magnificent psalm. It has 9 verses, and it begins, it's one of David's psalms. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And it's typical of the psalms when chaos exists all around us, the psalm begins with God. Whatever else may be happening, the focus here is not horizontal, but vertical. It begins by looking to the Lord and reminding himself of things that are true about him. And in this opening verse, his greatness and glory and majesty, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. And then in verse 3, it talks about God as creator who has made everything. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. You've seen those breathtaking pictures from the Hubble telescope of parts of the universe that no human being has ever seen before. And just the sheer vastness of this universe that we live in. And God made it all. He spoke it into being. He said, let there be, and there was. And then in verses 6 to 8, he talks about how God has put human beings and animals and creatures and birds in their place. You've given him, that is humanity, you've given him dominion over the works of your hands. He's put everything in its proper place. He orders everything according to his providence. And like two bookends, Psalm 8 begins and ends with the same phrase, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And the Lord here is in capital letters because it's the name Yahweh, or what some of us used to say, Jehovah. Just as my name is Derek, God's name is Yahweh. It means I am. I am that I am, or the Hebrew is equally possible to be translated as I will be who I will be. There's chaos all around. There's confusion all around. There are things taking place that we don't understand, we can't comprehend, we can't put it all together. But one thing is absolutely sure and certain. God is. You know, that's the problem with all idols. They don't really exist except in our minds. They're figments of humanity's sinful imagination. But God, Yahweh, is. He exists in the timeless and spaceless mode of his being. And today, right now, whatever else is true, this is. God is. And he has this. May the Lord bless you today.